The Power of Conversational Hypnosis, A Practical Guide to Advanced Hypnotic Influence. By Igor Ledakovsky. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Power of Conversational Hypnosis, A Practical Guide to Advanced Hypnotic Influence by Igor Ledakovsky is a comprehensive guide to the art and science of conversational hypnosis. It provides readers with an in-depth understanding of how to use hypnotic language patterns, techniques, and strategies for influencing others. The book covers topics such as the power of suggestion, trance induction methods, covert hypnosis techniques, and more. It also includes practical exercises that can be used to practice these skills. Ledakovsky begins by discussing the history and principles behind conversational hypnosis. He explains how it works on both conscious and unconscious levels, as well as its potential applications in various fields such as therapy or salesmanship. He then goes into detail about different types of hypnotic language patterns, including metaphor, analogy, embedded commands, presuppositions, and more. He also discusses ways to induce trances through verbal pacing and leading. The second part of the book focuses on advanced techniques for using conversational hypnosis in real-life situations. This includes topics like rapport building strategies, creating powerful metaphors, using stories effectively, developing persuasive arguments, managing resistance from clients or customers, dealing with difficult people, handling objections gracefully, negotiating successfully, closing deals quickly, etc. Finally, Ledakovsky offers advice on ethical considerations when practicing conversational hypnosis, along with tips for avoiding common mistakes made by beginners. Overall, this book provides an excellent introduction to the world of hypnotism while offering valuable insights into how it can be applied practically in everyday life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Establishing rapport. Establishing rapport is an important part of conversational hypnosis, as it helps to create a connection between the hypnotist and the subject. Rapport can be established through verbal and nonverbal communication, such as mirroring the subject's body language and using similar language. Main idea number 2. Utilizing language patterns. Language patterns are a powerful tool in conversational hypnosis, as they can be used to influence the subject's thoughts and behavior. These patterns include metaphors, analogies, and double binds, which can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 3. Creating suggestions. Suggestions are an important part of conversational hypnosis, as they can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Suggestions can be direct or indirect, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 4. Utilizing embedded commands. Embedded commands are a powerful tool in conversational hypnosis, as they can be used to influence the subject's behavior without them being aware of it. Embedded commands are subtle commands that are hidden within a sentence and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 5. Utilizing visualization. Visualization is an important part of conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to create a desired outcome. Visualization involves creating a mental image of the desired outcome and can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Main idea number 6. Utilizing metaphors. Metaphors are a powerful tool in conversational hypnosis, as they can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Metaphors are stories or analogies that can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 7. Utilizing anchoring. Anchoring is an important part of conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Anchoring involves associating a certain stimulus with a desired outcome and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 8. Utilizing reframing. Reframing is an important part of conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Reframing involves changing the context of a situation, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 9. Utilizing pacing and leading. Pacing and leading is an important part of conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Pacing and leading involves mirroring the subject's behavior and then leading them in a desired direction, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 10. Utilizing hypnotic language. Hypnotic language is an important part of conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Hypnotic language involves using language patterns to create a desired outcome, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 11. Utilizing storytelling. Storytelling is an important part of conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Storytelling involves using stories to create a desired outcome, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 12. Utilizing hypnotic inductions. Hypnotic inductions are an important part of conversational hypnosis, as they can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Hypnotic inductions involve using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 13. Utilizing hypnotic suggestions. Hypnotic suggestions are an important part of conversational hypnosis, as they can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Hypnotic suggestions involve using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 14. Utilizing hypnotic amnesia. Hypnotic amnesia is an important part of conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Hypnotic amnesia involves using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 15. Utilizing hypnotic age regression. Hypnotic age regression is an important part of conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Hypnotic age regression involves using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 16. Utilizing hypnotic age progression. Hypnotic age progression is an important part of conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Hypnotic age progression involves using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 17. Utilizing hypnotic trance. Hypnotic trance is an important part of conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Hypnotic trance involves using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 18. Utilizing hypnotic post-hypnotic suggestions. Hypnotic post-hypnotic suggestions are an important part of conversational hypnosis, as they can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Hypnotic post-hypnotic suggestions involve using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 19. Utilizing hypnotic reversal. Hypnotic reversal is an important part of conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Hypnotic reversal involves using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main idea number 20. Utilizing hypnotic reframing. Hypnotic reframing is an important part of conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Hypnotic reframing involves using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, and can be used to create a desired outcome. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Establishing rapport is an essential part of conversational hypnosis. It helps to create a connection between the hypnotist and the subject, allowing for more effective communication and influence. Rapport can be established through verbal and nonverbal communication, such as mirroring the subject's body language or using similar language. For example, if the subject speaks in a slow manner, then it may be beneficial for the hypnotist to also speak slowly in order to build trust with them. It is important that both parties feel comfortable during conversation so that they are able to open up about their thoughts and feelings without feeling judged or uncomfortable. This will help create an environment where ideas can be exchanged freely without fear of criticism or judgment. The Power of Conversational Hypnosis, A Practical Guide to Advanced Hypnotic Influence by Igor Letikosky, provides detailed information on how to establish rapport with subjects quickly and effectively. The book covers topics such as understanding body language, creating a safe space for conversation, building trust through active listening techniques, and much more. Main idea number 2. Language patterns are a powerful tool in conversational hypnosis, as they can be used to influence the subject's thoughts and behavior. Metaphors, analogies, and double binds are all examples of language patterns that can be used to create a desired outcome. Metaphors allow for an indirect comparison between two different concepts or ideas, while analogies provide more direct comparisons. Double binds involve presenting two contradictory statements at once in order to confuse the subject and lead them towards a certain conclusion. These language patterns can be used to subtly guide the conversation towards a particular goal or outcome. For example, if you wanted someone to take action on something specific, you could use metaphors or analogies that relate their current situation with one where they have taken successful action before. This will help them make connections between their past successes and what is being asked of them now. Double binds also work well when trying to get someone to do something specific because it forces them into making a decision without giving too much thought about it. By presenting two conflicting statements at once, such as, "You should do this but not that," you force the person into making an immediate choice without having time for contemplation. Utilizing language patterns is an effective way of influencing people through conversational hypnosis by guiding conversations towards desired outcomes without directly telling someone what they should do. With practice and skillful application of these techniques, anyone can become adept at using language patterns for hypnotic influence. Main idea number 3. Suggestions are an important part of conversational hypnosis, as they can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Suggestions can be direct or indirect, and should be tailored to the individual in order to create a desired outcome. Direct suggestions involve explicitly telling the subject what action you want them to take, while indirect suggestions involve using language that implies a certain action without directly stating it. For example, if you wanted someone to relax their body more deeply during hypnosis, you could use a direct suggestion such as, "Relax your body even deeper now," or an indirect suggestion such as, "Allow yourself to drift into a state of deep relaxation." When creating suggestions for conversational hypnosis, it is important to consider how they will affect the subject on both conscious and subconscious levels. The words chosen should evoke positive emotions and feelings in order for them to have maximum impact on the subject's mind. Additionally, when crafting your suggestions, make sure that they are clear and concise so that there is no confusion about what action you want them to take. It is also beneficial when creating suggestions for conversational hypnosis that they contain elements of surprise or novelty in order to keep the subject engaged with each new suggestion being presented. This helps ensure that each suggestion has its intended effect on the person's subconscious mind. Main idea number 4. Utilizing embedded commands is a powerful way to influence the behavior of someone without them being aware of it. Embedded commands are subtle instructions that are hidden within a sentence and can be used to create desired outcomes. For example, if you wanted someone to relax more deeply during hypnosis, you could use an embedded command such as your body becomes even more relaxed. This type of command will help guide the subject into a deeper state of relaxation without them realizing what is happening. Embedded commands can also be used in everyday conversations with friends or family members. By using phrases like, "I'm sure you'll make the right decision," or "You're capable of achieving great things," you can subtly encourage positive behaviors and attitudes in those around you. The Power of Conversational Hypnosis by Igor Letikosky provides detailed information on how to effectively utilize embedded commands for maximum effect. With practice and dedication, anyone can learn how to use this powerful tool for hypnotic influence. Main idea number 5. Visualization is a powerful tool in conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to create desired outcomes. Visualization involves creating a mental image of the desired outcome and using this image to influence the subject's behavior. This technique can be used to help people overcome fears, increase motivation, or even change their beliefs about themselves and others. By visualizing an ideal outcome for the subject, they are more likely to take action towards achieving that goal. When utilizing visualization in conversational hypnosis, it is important to ensure that the images created are vivid and detailed. The more realistic and engaging these images are, the better chance there is of influencing the subject's behavior. Additionally, it is important to focus on positive outcomes rather than negative ones. By doing so, you will be able to create a sense of hope within your subject, which will further motivate them towards achieving their goals. Finally, when using visualization during conversations with subjects, it is important not only to visualize what you want them to do, but also how they should feel while doing so. For example, if you wanted someone who was afraid of public speaking to give a speech, then you would need not only visualize them giving an effective speech, but also feeling confident while doing so. Main idea number 6. Metaphors are a powerful tool in conversational hypnosis, as they can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Metaphors allow us to create vivid images and stories that help our subjects connect with their subconscious mind. By using metaphors, we can tap into the power of suggestion and use it to guide our subjects towards desired outcomes. For example, if you want your subject to become more confident in their abilities, you could tell them a story about a brave knight who overcame all odds and achieved success despite facing many challenges along the way. This metaphor will help your subject visualize themselves as this brave knight and give them confidence that they too can overcome any obstacles they may face. Another example is if you want your subject to take action on something specific, you could tell them a story about an ant who worked tirelessly until he accomplished his goal. This metaphor will inspire your subject to take action just like the ant did and work hard until they reach their desired outcome. By utilizing metaphors in conversational hypnosis, we can effectively influence our subject's behavior by creating vivid images that resonate with their subconscious minds. Through these stories or analogies, we can suggest certain behaviors or actions which will ultimately lead our subjects towards achieving their goals. Main idea number 7. Anchoring is a powerful tool in conversational hypnosis, as it allows the hypnotist to create an association between a certain stimulus and a desired outcome. This can be done by using words or phrases that evoke strong emotions, such as relax or calm down. The hypnotist then links this phrase with the desired outcome, creating an anchor for the subject to follow. For example, if the goal is to help someone relax during a stressful situation, the hypnotist might say something like, "When I say relax, take 3 deep breaths and let your body sink into relaxation." By repeating this phrase multiple times throughout their session with the subject, they are effectively anchoring relaxation to that particular phrase. Anchoring can also be used in more subtle ways. For instance, when talking about success stories of people who have achieved great things despite difficult circumstances, you could use positive language such as determination and perseverance. These words become associated with success in the mind of your subject and will act as anchors for them when they face similar challenges in their own life. By utilizing anchoring techniques during conversations with subjects of hypnosis sessions, practitioners can influence behavior more effectively than ever before. Anchors provide direction for subjects so that they may reach their goals faster and easier than without them. Main idea number 8. Reframing is a powerful tool in conversational hypnosis, as it allows the hypnotist to influence the subject's behavior by changing the context of a situation. Reframing involves taking an existing idea or concept and presenting it in a different way, so that it can be seen from another perspective. For example, if someone has been feeling down about their job performance, reframing could involve looking at their current situation as an opportunity for growth and development. By shifting the focus away from failure and toward success, this new perspective can help motivate them to take action. Reframing can also be used to create desired outcomes. For instance, if someone is struggling with anxiety or fear around a certain task or activity, reframing could involve viewing it as an exciting challenge rather than something daunting. This shift in mindset can help them approach the task with more enthusiasm and confidence. In addition to helping people change their perspectives on situations they are facing, reframing can also be used to encourage positive behaviors such as goal setting and problem solving. By framing tasks in terms of achievable goals rather than overwhelming challenges, individuals may become more motivated to take action towards achieving those goals. Overall, utilizing reframing techniques during conversations is an effective way for hypnotists to influence subjects' behavior by changing how they view certain situations or activities. Through this process of reframing ideas into more positive contexts that promote growth and success, individuals may find themselves better equipped to tackle difficult tasks with greater confidence. Main idea number 9. Pacing and leading is a powerful tool in conversational hypnosis. It involves mirroring the subject's behavior, then gradually leading them in a desired direction. This can be done through subtle changes in language, body language, or tone of voice. For example, if the subject is speaking slowly and quietly, you could match their pace and volume before gradually increasing your own speed and volume to lead them into a more energetic state. The goal of pacing and leading is to create an environment where the subject feels comfortable enough to follow your suggestions without feeling manipulated or coerced. By matching their behavior first, you establish trust with the subject, which allows for greater influence later on. You can also use this technique to help guide someone out of negative thought patterns by gently shifting their focus towards something more positive. It's important to remember that pacing and leading should always be used with respect for the individual's autonomy. It should never be used as a way to manipulate someone against their will. With practice, however, it can become an invaluable tool for creating positive change within yourself or others. Main idea number 10. Hypnotic language is a powerful tool that can be used to influence the behavior of another person. It involves using specific words and phrases in order to create a desired outcome, such as relaxation or compliance. Hypnotic language can also be used to induce trance states, which allow for deeper levels of communication between the hypnotist and subject. When utilizing hypnotic language, it is important to remember that each word has an effect on the listener's subconscious mind. Therefore, it is essential to choose words carefully in order to ensure that they are having the desired effect on the subject. Additionally, certain patterns of speech should be employed when speaking with someone who is under hypnosis in order to maintain their focus and attention. It is also important for those practicing conversational hypnosis to understand how different types of language affect people differently. For example, some people may respond better when spoken to slowly, while others may prefer faster-paced conversations. By understanding these nuances and adjusting one's approach accordingly, practitioners can maximize their effectiveness when utilizing hypnotic language. Main idea number 11. Storytelling is an effective tool for conversational hypnosis, as it can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Through storytelling, a hypnotist can create a desired outcome by using stories that evoke emotion and imagination in the listener. By creating vivid images and scenarios, the hypnotist can lead the subject into a trance-like state where they are more open to suggestion. Additionally, storytelling allows for greater flexibility when crafting messages tailored specifically to each individual. When utilizing storytelling in conversational hypnosis, it is important to remember that stories should be crafted with care. The story should have a clear beginning, middle, and end so that it flows naturally from one point to another. It should also contain elements of surprise or suspense which will keep the listener engaged throughout its entirety. Furthermore, stories should always include positive outcomes or solutions which will help reinforce desired behaviors in the subject. By combining powerful imagery with carefully chosen words and phrases, storytelling can be an incredibly effective tool for influencing people through conversation hypnosis. With practice and dedication, anyone can learn how to use this technique effectively. Main idea number 12. Hypnotic inductions are an important part of conversational hypnosis, as they can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Hypnotic inductions involve using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome. This could include creating a relaxed state in which the subject is more open to suggestion, or it could involve helping them focus on specific ideas or goals. The hypnotist will use words and phrases that evoke certain feelings and images in order to help guide the subject into a trance-like state. The hypnotist may also use physical gestures such as hand movements or eye contact to further enhance the induction process. Additionally, they may employ techniques such as counting down from 10 or having the subject imagine themselves in different scenarios in order to deepen their level of relaxation. Once this has been achieved, then suggestions can be made that will help bring about change within the individual. By utilizing hypnotic inductions, practitioners of conversational hypnosis are able to effectively influence people's thoughts and behaviors without them even realizing it. It is important for those practicing this form of hypnosis to understand how these techniques work so that they can properly apply them when necessary. Main idea number 13. Hypnotic suggestions are a powerful tool for influencing the behavior of another person. They involve using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, such as relaxation or increased focus. Hypnotic suggestions can be used to help people overcome fears, reduce stress, increase motivation, and even improve physical health. By utilizing hypnotic suggestions in conversation, you can effectively influence someone's thoughts and behaviors without them being aware that they are being influenced. When creating hypnotic suggestions, it is important to use language that is positive and empowering. It should also be tailored specifically to the individual so that it resonates with them on an emotional level. Additionally, when delivering hypnotic suggestions, it is important to speak slowly and clearly while maintaining eye contact with the subject throughout the process. By utilizing hypnotic suggestion techniques during conversations, you can have a profound effect on how someone perceives themselves and their environment. This type of influence has been used successfully by therapists for many years, but now anyone can learn these skills through books like The Power of Conversational Hypnosis, A Practical Guide to Advanced Hypnotic Influence by Igor Ledakovsky. Main idea number 14. Utilizing hypnotic amnesia is a powerful tool for influencing the behavior of another person. By using language patterns and visualizations, it is possible to create an altered state in which the subject's memory can be manipulated. This technique can be used to help people forget traumatic events or unpleasant memories, as well as to implant positive suggestions that will influence their future behavior. Hypnotic amnesia also has applications in therapy, where it can be used to help patients overcome phobias or other psychological issues. When utilizing hypnotic amnesia, it is important to ensure that the desired outcome is clear and achievable. The language patterns should be carefully chosen so that they are effective at creating the desired effect without causing any harm or distress. Visualizations should also be tailored specifically for each individual so that they are able to achieve the desired result with minimal effort. Hypnotic amnesia can have profound effects on individuals who use it correctly and responsibly. It has been shown to reduce anxiety levels and improve self-confidence while helping people move past difficult experiences from their pasts. With proper guidance from a trained professional, this technique can provide lasting benefits for those who choose to utilize its power. Main idea number 15. Utilizing hypnotic age regression is a powerful tool for conversational hypnosis. It involves using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, such as influencing the subject's behavior or attitude. Through hypnotic age regression, the practitioner can take the subject back in time to an earlier point in their life when they were more open and receptive to suggestion. This allows them to access memories that may have been forgotten or repressed, allowing them to be influenced by suggestions made during this state. The practitioner will use specific language patterns and visualizations while guiding the subject through this process of hypnotic age regression. These techniques are designed to help the subject relax into a trance-like state where they become more open and suggestible. During this process, it is important for the practitioner to remain calm and reassuring so that the subject feels safe enough to explore these memories without feeling overwhelmed. Once in this relaxed state, it becomes easier for practitioners of conversational hypnosis to make suggestions that influence how subjects think about themselves or certain situations. By utilizing hypnotic age regression, practitioners can help people overcome fears or phobias related with past experiences, as well as helping them develop new behaviors which could lead towards positive outcomes. Main idea number 16. Utilizing hypnotic age progression is a powerful tool for hypnotists to influence their subjects. It involves using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, such as changing the subject's behavior or attitude toward something. By creating an image of the subject in the future, they can be guided into making decisions that will lead them closer to that goal. For example, if someone wants to quit smoking, they can be guided through a visualization of themselves in 5 years' time having achieved this goal. The hypnotist will use language patterns and imagery to help guide the subject into believing that this future state is achievable. They may ask questions about how it feels when they have achieved their goals or what steps need to be taken now in order for them to get there. This helps build confidence and motivation within the subject so that they are more likely to take action towards achieving their goals. Hypnotic age progression can also be used for other purposes, such as helping people overcome fears or phobias by guiding them through visualizations of themselves overcoming these obstacles with ease. It is important for hypnotherapists to understand how best utilize this technique so that it has maximum effect on their clients. Main idea number 17. Utilizing hypnotic trance is a powerful tool for influencing the behavior of another person. Through the use of language patterns and visualizations, it is possible to create an altered state in which the subject can be more easily influenced. This altered state allows for deeper levels of communication between the hypnotist and subject, allowing them to access subconscious thoughts and feelings that may not be available during normal waking consciousness. The process begins with creating a relaxed atmosphere where both parties feel comfortable. The hypnotist then uses specific language patterns such as metaphors, stories, or analogies to help guide the subject into a trance-like state. Once this has been achieved, they can begin using visualizations to further deepen their connection with the subject's subconscious mind. Visualizations are used to create vivid mental images that will help influence how they think and behave. Once in this deepened state of awareness, it becomes easier for the hypnotist to suggest ideas or behaviors that will lead towards achieving desired outcomes. Hypnotic trance can also be used as part of therapy sessions by helping people explore past experiences or uncover hidden emotions that may have been blocking progress in certain areas. Main idea number 18. Hypnotic post-hypnotic suggestions are an important part of conversational hypnosis, as they can be used to influence the subject's behavior. Hypnotic post-hypnotic suggestions involve using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome. This could include suggesting that the subject will feel more relaxed after a certain period of time, or that they will remember something specific when prompted by a particular phrase or word. The hypnotist may also suggest that the subject will take on certain behaviors in response to certain triggers, such as feeling energized when hearing a particular song. The power of these post-hypnotic suggestions lies in their ability to bypass conscious resistance and directly access the subconscious mind. By creating vivid mental images and repeating positive affirmations, it is possible for the hypnotist to implant powerful messages into the subconscious mind, which can then manifest themselves in physical reality. For example, if someone has been struggling with anxiety issues, through hypnotic suggestion it is possible for them to become calmer and more confident when faced with stressful situations. It is important for those practicing conversational hypnosis to understand how best to use hypnotic post-hypnotic suggestions so that they can effectively influence their subject's behavior without causing any harm or distress. It is also essential for practitioners of this technique to ensure that all suggested outcomes are ethical and beneficial for both parties involved. Main idea number 19. Utilizing hypnotic reversal is a powerful tool for influencing the behavior of another person. It involves using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, such as changing someone's attitude or behavior. This technique can be used in many different contexts, from helping people overcome phobias to improving relationships. By utilizing hypnotic reversal, you can help your subject achieve their goals more quickly and effectively. The Power of Conversational Hypnosis, a practical guide to advanced hypnotic influence by Igor Letikosky, provides an excellent overview of how to use hypnotic reversal techniques in order to influence others. The book covers topics such as understanding the power of suggestion, creating effective language patterns, and using visualization techniques for maximum effect. With this knowledge at hand, you will be able to craft persuasive messages that are tailored specifically for each individual situation. Hypnotic reversal is an invaluable tool when it comes to conversational hypnosis because it allows you to create desired outcomes without having direct control over the other person's thoughts or actions. By utilizing these techniques correctly, you can help your subjects reach their goals faster and with greater success than ever before. Main idea number 20. Hypnotic reframing is a powerful tool for influencing the behavior of another person. It involves using language patterns and visualizations to create a desired outcome, such as changing someone's attitude or behavior. By utilizing hypnotic reframing, you can help your subject to see things from a different perspective and make changes in their life that they may not have been able to do on their own. The key to successful hypnotic reframing is understanding how the mind works and what motivates people. You must be able to identify the underlying beliefs that are driving an individual's behavior, then use language patterns and visualizations to change those beliefs so that they align with your desired outcome. For example, if someone has a fear of public speaking, you could use hypnotic reframing techniques such as visualization exercises or positive affirmations to help them overcome this fear. In addition, it is important to remember that hypnosis should always be used ethically and responsibly. Hypnotic reframing should never be used for manipulative purposes or without the consent of the subject. When done correctly, however, it can be an incredibly effective way of helping people achieve their goals. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.